Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 19th of August. The data calendar today is so quiet, even ECB President Lagarde is not scheduled to speak. After the market's roller coaster of the last few weeks, that leaves investors a little vulnerable. There are no real economic fundamentals to provide guidance. Policy and politics is likely to be the dominant focus. In the United States, the Democrat National Convention gets underway in Chicago, with US President Biden speaking tonight. Markets are not likely to be that focused on the president's remarks, and instead there is an examination of Vice President Harris's comments on economic policy from last week. Of course, policy proposals from presidential candidates are not certain to become actual policies. The separation of powers plays a role, and markets do not always believe that campaign rhetoric will become an actual policy. Investors have been reluctant to price in former US President Trump's proposed universal 10% tariff, for example. That would act like a sales tax on US consumers. One issue that is getting attention is the focus on what is referred to as price gouging by food retailers. In less emotive language, this is profit-led inflation. Since the pandemic, the ratio of wholesalers' profits to wholesale GDP has been more or less stable at pre-pandemic levels. Retailers' profits as a share of retail GDP have risen from around 14% to just under 22% today. The proposals are light on details at the moment. If what is proposed is absolute price controls, economists are likely to be unhappy. As President Nixon has demonstrated, price controls do not often work. However, if it's about ensuring competition, for profit-led inflation is an instance of market failure and uncompetitive behaviour, then the system would not be dissimilar to that that is already practiced in the UK. The inflation story also comes into focus, sort of, with the US Federal Reserve's summer camp for central bankers at Jackson Hole, taking place at the end of the week. We'll also get the minutes of the US Federal Reserve meeting midweek. Jackson Hole is probably more significant than the Fed meeting minutes. The sense of the Fed being late to cut rates and committing a policy error but not creating a policy disaster has built momentum since the Fed meeting. Fed President Daley was offering some comments over the weekend suggesting that a series of rate cuts are coming, which is reassuring news for lower-income US households who've been more negatively affected by the Fed's policy mistakes. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.